Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. During the Soviet period, the revolutionary months of February and October were considered cursed. But in the post-Soviet years, August has become the bad month. It was the month of the first attempted coup in 1991. On August 17, 1998, the ruble was devalued and the government defaulted on its debt. The next year, on August 31st, a bomb exploded in the Ochotny Ryad shopping mall, killing one, injuring dozens, and becoming the harbinger for a series of deadly apartment house bombings. The following year, the Kursk submarine sank in the Barents Sea. In 2008, Russia went to war with Georgia in August. And this is not even to mention at least 7 plane and train crashes in August over the years. This year we have, well, I don't even have to remind you what's going on this year. It's not a happy month. It's a shame that Russians dread the month now, because in the old days, the very old days, it was a festive month when the harvest was coming in and folks were celebrating major church holidays. These holidays may be a bit puzzling to visitors and readers of Russian literature, as are the churchyards so filled with produce that they appear to be temporary food warehouses. It's all for the 3 big August holidays called Spas. Spas in Old Russian means savior, spasitель. This is one of those tricky words, not to be confused with spasatель, which is a lifesaver, a rescuer, or a lifeguard. Spas is also commonly used to refer to churches dedicated to the savior. This is, by the way, the derivation of the name Spaso House, the Moscow residence of the U.S. ambassador. It gets its origins from the street it's located on, Spasopiskovsky Periulok, Savior on the Sands Lane, which in turn is named after the church there, called, in full, Храм Спаса Преображения, что на Песках, the Church of the Transfiguration of the Savior that's on the sands. Since there were many churches dedicated to the Transfiguration in Moscow, people added an identifying note. In this case, on the sands, refers to the sandy ground in the Arbat district. Spaso House sounds a bit jocular, something like Savior House, but it's so widespread, it's simply transliterated back into Russian as Spaso House. Spas is also the folk name for the 3 feasts of the Savior that are celebrated in August. The first of these is called Medovy Spas, Savior of the Honey Feast Day. It's also called Mokry Spas, Savior of the Water Feast Day, or literally Wet Savior Feast Day. That's celebrated on August 14th. In the church calendar, it's called Происхождение Честных Древ Креста Господня, the procession of the venerable wood of the life-creating cross of the Lord. It was the custom in Constantinople to carry a relic of the cross on which Christ was crucified around the city in this month to battle seasonal ailments. In Russia, August 1st, which was the old-style date of this holiday, was also the day Grand Prince Vladimir and all of Rus was baptized, hence the Wet folk name. Traditionally, it is the day beekeepers harvest the season's honey. На первый спас и нищий метку попробует. On the first Savior Feast Day, even the poor get to taste some honey. The second Spas, August 19th, is Yablochny Spas, Apple Savior Feast Day. Or, more properly, Праздник Преображения Господня, Holiday of the Transfiguration of the Savior. Traditionally, people bring fruit to the church to be blessed, and then they give it to children, to people who are ill, and the poor. There is also a belief, verging, it would seem, on superstition, that mothers whose children have died and daughters whose mothers have died cannot eat apples or other fruit until this holiday. Otherwise, they will be denied apples in the afterlife. It is also a weather-predicting day. Каков второй спас, таков и январь. As is the second Savior feast day, so January will be. Unless weather patterns have changed, I assume this means something like particularly cold for the season, or lots of precipitation, and not the entire month of January will be just like August 19th. For curious souls, there are two other apple words associated with religion in Russian. Адамово яблоко, the Adam's apple, is that protuberance men have in their necks where their larynx is. It got its name from the belief that when Adam took a bite of the apple in the Garden of Eden, it stuck in his throat going down. Now it is just one of the characteristics of men, including, some people think, other less attractive qualities. Хвостовство – такой же вторичный половой признак, как Адамово яблоко или растительность на лице. Bombast is a secondary sex characteristic, like the Adam's apple or facial hair. And then there was once a very wicked kind of apple. Земляное яблоко, a ground apple, also called чертово яблоко, the devil's apple, or even Содомское яблоко, Sodom's apple. This was, of all things, the potato. Introduced to Russia by Peter the Great in the 17th century, hence its German name, Kartoffel, it didn't come with an instruction manual, and many peasants died from eating raw or green potatoes and sprouts. Even in the 19th century, many Russians considered the potato, now so firmly part of Russian cuisine, satanic food. The third spas, August 29th, which is celebrated this weekend, thankfully does not involve dangerous food. It's called хлебный bread or ореховый nut spas, since it was time to harvest the wheat and ripened nuts. This is празднование иконы нерукотворный образ Господа Иисуса Христа, the celebration of the image not made by hands of our Lord Jesus Christ, dedicated to the image of Christ that appeared on a cloth he used. For this reason, it's also called Spas na Polotne, Savior on the cloth, and linen and cloth were traditionally sold on this day. It's the time to harvest the grain and bake using the season's first flour. Третий спас – хлеба припас. The third Savior feast day stocks up on bread. This is also the day the birds take off for the winter. If you miss the first two holidays, don't despair. Churches are still selling fresh honey, and there are plenty of apples yet to come. Спасибо и до встречи в сентябре.